Parashas Bo, we learn about the last three makis. Then comes the time for Klal Yisrael to go out. V'yoyim Hashem al Moshe nege echor ovi al paro v'al mitzrayim achi shach es chamizeh shalchu kol gorish yigorish es chamizeh. Hashem is going to send you out very quickly. He's going to chase you out. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu that night, he sought to give the first mitzvah. Vayoyim al Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron b'Eretz Yisrael leima achoyesh ez elochem reish chadoshim rishum lechem chodshe Hashon. The Torah, Rashi says, should start off with this first mitzvah of the Torah. Torah is to give the mitzvahs. Moshe Noiro, the first mitzvah of the Torah, Chodesh Zalochem. Tell the Gezach that the mitzvah, the first mitzvah of the Torah, is given in the tribe. We would think Kabbalah HaTorah is one thing. Kabbalah HaTorah is one thing. Tzias Yisrael is another thing. Avad is the kesher, the tachs of Tzias Yisrael for Torahs, for mitzvahs. And with that the first mitzvah of the Torah has to be said in Mitzrayim. Second, you have to understand, Klal Yisrael is not only giving that mitzvah on the first night, Kodesh Shalochim Rosh Chodoshim is giving the first mitzvah. Dabru el kol v'adas de Yisrael leima ba'osel achorish adiv yichol v'esei ish selo v'esov v'selo boyis. Klal Yisrael giving mitzvahs starting from the 10th of the Chodesh Nisan and continuing all the way till the night of Pesach in Mitzrayim itself. Kama v'kama mitzvahs. Very, very, very specific mitzvahs, first of all, what to do with the blood. But even more so, later on, Ma'ochos Abbasar, Tzliyei, Shumatzos, Amram Yochlu, all the mitzvahs. In Avada, the Mephoshim speak out that Klal Yisrael needed tzchuyos to go out of Mitzrayim, Haloloi there, what is Zoru, Haloloi there, what is Zoru. But we have to understand the concept over here, exactly what was going on. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was at the night of the Etzem Makas Bechoris, when the Makkah was taking place, Klal Yisrael was sitting there by the Seder table, you know, Manishana, drinking the four cups of wine, busy and involved with the mitzvahs of that Laila, with Pesach Mitzrayim, especially with the Pesach Mitzrayim. It's very interesting to know that exactly the same time that Kodesh Bo was finishing off Mitzrayim, so to say, Kodesh Bo at that moment was involved in doing the mitzvahs. So in the Parshas HaDvarim, it would be nearer, it was a schutz for Kodesh Bo, especially put the blood on the door. Kodesh Bo wanted to have schusim. But al David Tzorach Bir, exactly what was the concept of so many mitzvahs, so many tzivuyim, so many things to be done. It's the Meshech Chochmah says in the Meriah de Gezach Rabbeisai. He explains the pasuk over here which needs a little beer in the Shinu Akra, and he explains it with a Gevaldik Yisoy. The Torah Akdoshah says over here by the Achilas Pesach Sheini, by the Pesach that night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzava al toichlu mimenu no uvoshu mevushu b'amoyim. Don't eat it raw or cooked in water. Ki imtzli eish, it should be roasted. Roish al kro v'al kirba. The next pasuk says, v'lo yisosiru mimenu ad boikim, and don't leave it over to the morning. Very interesting to note, the Shino is of the Meshech Chochmah in Lashon. It says, "Al toichlu mimenu, no, don't eat it raw." And then it says, the next part, "V'lo yisosiru mimenu ad boikim, and don't leave it over to the morning." Why is the first person say Lashon Al, and next the pasuk continue with the word Lo? A grammatical kasha, Rabbi. We all love those types of kashas. That really gets the oil woken up. But the yisoid that we're going to say from here is a meridic yisoid, Rabbi. Chazal brings the medrash, Yerushalmi Psochim brings a meridic zach, another zach. On that night, when the Malachis Bechoris took place at Chatzos Laila, when Moshe Rabbeinu and the Klal Yisrael were sitting eating the food, were eating Korban Pesach, busy with the mitzvahs Hayom. So at that moment in time, at the same time, there was the Makas Bechoris taking place. And exactly at Chatzos Laila, when the Makas took place, as we know, Bechatzos HaLaila, Kachatzos HaLaila, Niyotzi B'soch Mitzrayim, Hashem goes out, and a tremendous scream in amongst all of Mitzrayim. There was a scream, Zok Yerushalmi, Meredik, a scream going out from somewhere else. Paro had come out, according to the song, in his pajamas, but I don't know if that says Makor and Chazal, but the Maisa, Paro was in his pajamas, and he came out in his PJs, and he was screaming. Maybe they got maybe because is Westinghouse coloring book. I think he had, you know, Power with his stupid the nightcap he was wearing. But anyway, Power came out in his pajamas, and Power was, Chazal say he was calling for Moshe. But as Yerushalmi says, "Amar the Gazach." Yerushalmi says that Power said a lashon, "Ad Achshav, until now, you were Avdei Paroi. From now, you're Avdei Hashem." The lashon of Paro was up till now you were Avdei Paroi. Until now you are Avdei Hashem. The question is exactly what was the point? And it says Chazal said that Hashem created that his voice was able to be heard throughout Mitzrayim. This coil that till now you are Avdei Paroi, and that now you're becoming Avdei Hashem. What's the point of this neis l'chayr that took place? What was the point to teach Klal Yisrael? L'maisa, the first mitzvah of the Torah. Getting back to that, Tachurish as Alochim Rosh Chodoshim. Rashi, the Sephorno interprets it, Tachurish as Rosh Chodoshim, now life is in your hands. You're in charge now. So Tachurish Alochim, it's now in your hands. You have the Bechira to choose what to do right and wrong. For until now you are Avdei Paroi, now there's a certain Bechira. The Maisa, we have to understand the ganze Zach of Shibin Mitzrayim, because we know it was an Oynesh, Chazal tells us in the Dorim, it was an Oynesh on Avram Avinu, either because he said Ma'eda, or because he was Mevatel and from learning Torah, whatever it was. But there was an Oynesh to Avram that his children would have to go into Golis. But the Tzuras HaGolis was very interesting, that there was a Shibud Mitzrayim, and the Chazal, this is referred to as a Kura HaBarzel. That it seems to be that Klal Yisrael had to go into this matzav, and there was some hemshay, there was some preparation, some hechsha that was done in the Golos Mitzvah, the Shiv Mitzvah, to prepare him for the matzav, for Kamayim and Hasina. And you saw that one in Israel, Rabbi Yisai, which is very, very important for us to know, that the avdus of Paroi, that Paroi had brought about, put upon us, with all its difficulties, and with all its restraints that was involved, but it had a tachlis and tafkin as a hechsher. And I believe that's the pshat Yerushalmi, that the voice went, until now you are Avdei Paroi, now you become Avdei Hashem. It wasn't only the fact that it was the Metzias that they changed over from Avdei Paroi to Avdei Hashem. But it could be and very well be that was the Hechsher. And the Yisoy being, Rabbi Yisai, the Yisoy being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to be a disciplined nation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be a nation that's in control. A nation that doesn't overdo it. Doesn't lose themselves. We understand, Rabbi Yisai, everybody talks about a Seder Musar. I'm going to learn Seder Musar now. It's a famous question we have in a lot of things that we do today. We don't understand what the word means, Rabbi Yisai. I'm going to learn Seder Musar. What do I do now? I take out a Musar Sefer and I open it up and read the words. And then that's Seder Musar. What's Musar, Rabbi Yisai? What does the word Musar mean? What's the tafkid of Musar, Rabbi Yisai? What does Musar mean? The Musar movement. That was started by Rabbi Sol Salanter. What does Musar mean, Rabbi Yisai? The word Musar means restraint. To hold somebody back. A person is an ayah parah. A person is created with a physical goof. That's an animal. As Rabbi Chanan explains in the beginning, he says we were created from wool. The Adam was created last. Every chenik of the bria, every chenik of the bria, every chenik of the animal kingdom, the Adam took a bissel from it. He's better a bear and a lion and a kangaroo. He has all the characteristics of the animals, and his tafkid is to become a human being, and that's what the Torah was giving to restrain him. Oh, but that's his tafkid. He was created afterwards with all the characteristics that was in the Bria. They came together to create the human being. So he's an animal made up of so many different parts without any control. And God, Hashem gave him a tzivoy, control yourselves. Mikol eitagan, ochol toichal, eat from every... There's one street I don't want you to eat from. You have to show restraint. In this world, it's a world that we have to show restraint. We have to be in control of ourselves. We have to know when to say no. Umoisar ha'odom min ha'behema oyin. I once heard a pshat. Umoisar ha'odom min ha'behema oyin. It's a little drash, but it's gavalt the gavort. The advantage of a human being on the behema is oyin. The koyach to say no. The animal doesn't have that koyach. The free will animal, the free being, the free living animal doesn't have a shot to say no. The tiger and the lion, when he meets up with the deer, and he has him under saying, oh, maybe not. Supper tonight. There's no shot of saying no. The call to say no. And that's the Amkus white Torah. Yoyim HaTorah, Yoyim HaSinus HaTorah is called Atzeres. What's the word Atzeres mean, Rabbi Yisai? Atzor. Everybody see the stop signs over here? Everybody see? Now I'm teaching what it means. Everybody has a driving test next week. Atzor means to stop. Atzeres is the lashon of the Yoyim from Shavuos. The Yoyim HaSinus HaTorah. Torah is the vehicle through which we can say no. Atzor! Hold yourself back. It's not right. Do not enter. Al tikanes l'sham. Don't go there. Don't do this. Don't eat that. To be able to be in control of a person's actions, to be controlled and not to lose himself, to be controlled to have a grip on a person's actions. That's the koyach of Torah, and that's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted for us. Ayah pera odom yivoled, the wild donkey. He should become a human man being. And the whole yisoid of the bria was for that tafkid. That odom that was created with all those characteristics was supposed to show the restraint to become the odom hasholem, was the one who was able to say, no, I'm not going to do that. And when we sinned with the Eitz Hadas, and he said yes, and he didn't control, we fell into a deeper gulf, so and we had a bigger taiva, and a bigger netiya towards the saying yes, and not being able to say no. And the more we control ourselves, the more we're in control of ourselves, That is the tafkid of the human being in this world. And that's why Torah was given. And that's why without Torah, the world has no existence. Because the mensch has to become a person that's able to say no. He's able to be in control, he's able to discipline himself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood that that might be, and everything was a tabla, there was an oinesh, but that might be difficult to Klal Yisrael to accomplish straight off the bat. He sent us into a Mitzrayim where we don't have control over ourselves totally. We're not totally in control of ourselves anymore. We have to get up early in the morning, run out to work, and be totally in control of somebody else. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that should come to fruition, should come to its lemaisa in a matzav of chayrus, not in avdus. The emes of chayrus, the emes of freedom, is when a person can be a free man and yet say no. Be in control. Be able to say that even though HaKadosh HaZeh Lochem, it's in my availability to do whatever I want, the Bechir is by me, HaKadosh HaZeh Lochem, you have the Bechir, as the Sfarnik says, now it's Lochem, you're in control of your time and your life, and whatever you need to do, but in the same vein, now I'm going to mitzvah you on the mitzvahs of Pesach, of Korban Pesach, of all these things that are intricate details that you're going to so be busy with. Because you have to realize that this freedom has to come to a climax in the fact that I'm a free man with a control, with an emes of control. Because somebody who's not in control, somebody who's living a life that he's not in control of himself, is not a true man, he's talking in heaven. If his whole life he's being schlepped and being controlled by his Yetzer, that's taka in Eved. Because the Eved doesn't have control. You're going to have control, but that control has to stay as a control, not as a loss, not an insanity. And people who live their lives thinking that freedom means being able to do whatever you want. That's free. That's life. That's living life. I should be able to become the heaviest man in the universe. I should be able to become a man that can't fit through my front door. They have to make an extra entrance so I am going to fit through, because I can be able to eat whatever I want and whenever I want and however I want. That I can eat so much that there's no shirt that I can make that can fit me. I have to wear undershirts. They can eat so much that I come to the table, I put my stomach on the table, and the whole table collapses. That I can have an advertisement for Pesach. Yet, the Chodesh of Freedom. Come to our hotel with a 24-hour day, 8 days. This year you get extra Shabbos also. 10 days! Where the dining room will be open 24 hours a day. Just in case at 4 a.m. you need some sushi! Kosher Pesach wrap. Just in case you wake up after your 17-course Seder's meal, you wake up at 3:30 in the morning and you eat a small snack. As he burped up his supper. Oh dear, I think I'm hungry. How could you be hungry? You took back so much from the Seder Kedmeh. We have 35 cakes. Kosher Pesach in our room already. I'm in the mood for a steak right now. Where are you, Sydney? I don't see you. Well, I'm sorry, Gloria, the bed caved in! I just sat down and, I don't know, I guess it was a little bit too much too much dessert at the Viennese table tonight. We have to ask the cleaning crew to come in to fix the bed. Sydney, if you eat any more, we're going to have to crane you down to the dining room through the window. But I'm in control. I'm a free man. I just keep on eating and eating and eating. That's freedom. The Torah tells us how to eat and when to eat and to fast. Because you have to learn control. We have to learn that we have to be in control of our lives. We have to learn that too much eating is not healthy. Drinking is not healthy. Getting stone plastered drunk. I'm in control. Rebbe, I know how to drink. There's not one Friday night I don't come back plastered. What a good Eidic Shabbos I have. I sleep so well Friday night. Waking up the whole dormitory and the whole neighborhood together. Freilich! But I'm in control. You're an Eved. Stop drinking. You make yourself into a biggest fool. They're not laughing with you, they're laughing at you. What do you mean we're having such a good time? I threw up all over myself. What do you mean? How can it be so good? I woke up in the morning, vomit all over me. Come on. How better can it get? It was all over me. On my nose, on my hair. I think I look like, you know, some masquerade party. But I'm not, no. How fun it was. You're an imbecile. A fool, what are you doing? You look like the biggest fool. Everyone's laughing at you. You're in control of yourself? You're an addict. Just one more drink. And you made a fool of yourself in the house. The wife of the avreich thinks you're a crazy guy. You can't control yourself. But I drank. I had freedom. You're free? You're an addict. You're an addict! You're enslaved to your taiva! You know it's going to make you crazy. You know you're going to throw up. Every time I drink, I get a crazy headache. For 2 days, I have a hangover. Migraines. Next week again. Dum dum da dum dum da dum da dum da dum dum. Back from Shmoo 21. Here he is. Pass me the drink. Oh, Leroy. That's a Schwarzer. You could be a Schwarzer. Shmuel. Yisachar, what are you crazy? Last week you had a headache for 2 days, you couldn't take it anymore. My God, I know, pass me the drink. Come on, just one more drink. You have headaches. You're not going to feel good. You're going to throw up, stomach cramps, everything. Yeah, it's true. Pass me the drink. What is the guy crazy? Are you nuts? Are you crazy? How could you do such a thing? And what's the pshat? He's not crazy. He's not crazy, he's enslaved. He's a total slave. Total slave. Zokta Helika Evan Ezer. Ki Roach Zokta Evan Ezer by the parasha from Nazir. That a Nazir, Chazal say, Ki Nezer Lekov Roisho. He wears his hand long like a crown on his head. Why? Zokta Evan Ezer, because he's a melech. A Nazir is a melech. Ki Roiv Zoshanat Evan Ezer. Roiv Ha'oilom. Oiv day, they're avodim him, he says. They're avodim to the taivis. And this person who goes ahead and sees a ma'aseh being done, he sees what a foolish act, because we're choishes and we learned in Saita, that maybe because she drank the wine, that's what brought out this crazy act. She went away, and she didn't realize she had a beautiful family. What a beautiful family! Little Shmoyla, and Yankala, and this 16 kids, she's happily married, but she came to a little party, the gala, you know, party for the, you know, for the ladies auxiliary club, for the, you know, for the light bulbs, a very important organization, and her friend said, you have to come, because, you know, they're going to have such a good time, and she drank, and she lost herself, She wasn't in control of herself, but she had freedom. And she ended up in the wrong place. And now we see her in the Beis HaMikdash being made a fool out of. She's mavuyish. Somebody walks by, sees the scene of this lady being mamish bombarded, being mamish made a fool out of, being disgusted in front of everybody. He walks by and he says, "Wow. Wow, look at that lady, hush of a lady. How could have that happened?" Says Chazal Soito, "She must have drank some wine. I have a wine problem." "Well, really not a wine problem, it's only whiskey. She drank wine, it's me's whiskey, no problem." Walks on. But a smart person says, Chazal, Kol Aroya Soito Bikoku, says, "One second. She drank wine and got messed up. She wasn't in control. I'm going to go and drink this. Who knows what can happen?" He's Yaza Atzim and Hayayin. He goes at that moment and he says, "I'm making a neda. I'm not touching wine. I'm not touching grapes. I'm not even soaked bread and grape juice. I'm staying away from ketem grape juice. No ketem at my table. I'm making kiddush on not beer. It doesn't taste good. On grape juice, orange juice. No beer for me either. Orange juice, Tropicana. If it's mutta, ask a shayla." Or tea or coffee, whatever it's Chama Medina. I'm making kiddush on that this week. No grape juice for the nausea. Why? Because I don't want to be enslaved. I'm going to be in control of myself. I'm going to be higher than a behemoth. I'm going to say no. I'm going to be otzer, atzeres. I'm going to say no. This is not good for me. This is going to put me in a wrong mood. I'm not going to drink milk at night or during morning. Every morning, morning seder starts. And it's something fascinating, Rebbe. Every day morning seder, it's a fascinating topic, thing that happens to me. I can't figure it out for the life of me. Every single morning, and it's very interesting because I say tachanun once in the morning. And every single morning seder starts about 10 o'clock, I'm doing tachanun again. It's a very strange thing. The only thing is, the second tachanun takes much longer than the first tachanun. And it's done with a different hand. I do it with my right hand, or my left hand, whatever it is. And I do, it's a long tachanun. And I always have that star on my forehead afterwards. Of this. The Star of David. I wear it proudly on my forehead, showing everybody. And I just can't figure it out. Well, let's discuss what you do for the morning. Well, I usually have 4 cups of milk. Oh, 4 cups of milk. You know, milk sometimes makes you talk. Oh, Rebbe, I never thought it. I did think about it. I wanted to think about it, but I didn't want to think about it. It's the milk. So what the Pashna person says, I'm in control. I say, I won't have milk in the morning. What do I drink? Gatorade. We're selling Gatorade outside. I'm going to arrange it. But what do you drink? I don't know what you drink, but it's not good for you. You're a person that's in control. You say, no, I'm not going to drink milk. We'll have a little bit. But 4 cups, it makes me tired. Poshta cheshboin is like that, Rabbi Yisai. If a person would be in control, he wouldn't be a slave to his taiva. The guy's up at night. How many times do we talk about it? He's up at night at 11 o'clock. He's ready to go into his bed. The next thing you know, the next thing I knew, Rabbi, it was 4:30 in the morning. Time flies when you're having fun. What happened? Well, I was schmoozing. I was this. I was that. This thing and that thing. I thought you were so tired when you left the Beis Medrash. We had to get toothpicks for you to keep the eyeballs open during night. You were so tired. Yeah, but you know, I came up and that Sports Illustrated magazine, I didn't need any toothpicks and know nothing till 4:30 reading that book or smoothing. What happened? No control. No control. I'm not in control. So what are you? An avid. That's Pashut Pshat. It's Avdus. I'm totally enslaved to my Yetzer Hara with no control whatsoever. No control not to go to the wrong places. No control not to drink what I don't supposed to drink. Not to eat what I'm not supposed to eat. I'm not in control of myself. So that, let's be honest. Oh, but the Yisoid of Yetzias Mitzrayim was that now we're going to be Avdei Hashem was Emes Achelis. It was the matter of freedom. Like once a word heard of a friend that spoke out that the night is in that Yiddish folk. The Yidden celebrate the night of Pesach. We're celebrating this is Chayim, independence, Independence Day. what's it called, the day of the Independence Day in America, July 4th, the day of independence, right? What do people do? They go out and they mamish, they show their independence, what they feel is independence. And what do we do on Independence Day of Klai Yisrael? If we could think of one night, the going once made the cheshbin, how many mitzvahs, what's the greatest night that we've come, the greatest day or night that we've come, the most mitzvahs, is the night of Pesach. He made it, he once made a cheshbin, I think he came out with the Rabbanans, and on Minhagim, it's out of the 63 different mitzvahs he can make, but the Tilos Yedayans, but this, the Karpas, and this, but yet. That's freedom, Rabbi Yisrael.
Yeah.
The freedom to eat, but what to eat, and how to eat. The freedom to talk, but how to talk, and what to talk about. The freedom to drink, but how to drink, and what to drink. Four cups, Rabbi Yisrael. Machloek is on the fifth cup, there's only four cups. Freedom means, Chayu al tikri zot chazal, Choros al aluchos, al tikri choros al chayus. The emes of chayus is the one that knows how to say no. Zot the helik of meshechach, or pshat the psuk in Rabbi Yisrael. Al toichlu mimenu no, ki im tri'eish roishal krov al kivuan. Al Tochlu, Zokti Meshachachma, the Lashon of Al we find all over, is the Lashon not to do something, but a Lashon Bakosha. He's asking. Loi is a Lashon Tzivoy, is a Lashon of command. Zokti Meshachachma, when did Chazal, when did Klal Yisrael become Avdei Hashem? Exactly, Bechatzois HaLayla. Echatzois HaLayla, till then, as we said, the Yerushalmi Pesachim says, they were called Avdei Para. Echatzois HaLayla B'diyuk. Para went out and said, till now you're Avdei Paroi, now you're Avdei Hashem. The transfer was from the matter of discipline without Bechira to discipline with a Bechira. But still a disciplined nation in control would be able to make the decision to say no. Not being forced to say no. That's also not the problem. It's a achon, as we said, but it's also not the highest matzav, the greatest matzav. The greatest matzav is that I have the bechir. I have the free will. It's a chodesh as a lochem, but at the same time I can say no. So to Meshechachu Merid. The tzivoy for Chatzos was out to Echlo Menu No. The Korban Pesach was eaten in before Chatzos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Isaac with him. And they had to be, they should have been, they should Isaac with it for protection. But there was no tzivoy. There was no Lashon tzivoy on how to eat it. Al toichlu menu no. Ki im. Boshu menu shu v'alai. The why, that was all before Chatzos. But v'loi sasiru menu ad boike. Don't leave it over to the morning. Why? By the morning time is after Chatzos, after Mashiach Chachma. After Chatzos we came out to Hashem. Now that we're Avdei Hashem, this tzivoy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we have to do. Is Zokti Meshech Chochma beautiful? That changeover is expressed in the Lashon of the Pasuk. Al Tochlu Mimenu No! Four Chatzos, you're still Avdei Paro! I can't mitzav you 100%! It's Lashon Bakoshe! So eat the Korban Pesach before Chatzos! Boshem Levush, Al Tochlu Mimenu No! Kiyim Tzliyesh! Once Chatzos came around, once that change went into effect, that at midnight on the night of Pesach we became Avdei Hashem. At that moment, it was a tziva loy. Don't. Now, this is the yisoid of Isa. At that moment, we became emes Avdei Hashem on our way to Har Sinai to the Kabbalah the Luchos for state cholos al Luchos al tikecholos al chayus. The yisoid of everything of Isa. The yisoid of success is to be able to be a ben emes ben chayin. To be an emes ben, a total ben chayin, not a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayin either. Some people are total avodin. They're total meshubet to the ta'ivet, as the Eben Ezra says in Parashat Nosai. Total avdei, mul kiroiv ha'oilam, loshen Eben Ezra, avdei ta'ivoisem hei. They're avodin to the ta'ivet. And you see it all around Rabbi Yisrael. The advertisements for everything schleps everybody into every type of taiva that's possible. Mamish, every type of things that are not good for people, things that kill people, things that cause them different illnesses, all. Roiv of the illnesses, they say today, roiv of the illness comes from eating disorders, Rabbi, the way we eat. Roiv of the illness, we never saw such a generation of father, it's a makar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But scientifically, they're talking about roiv of the people today, the sickness is developing because of our eating habits and our sleeping habits. Amolda was a mitzias because of the mitzias in the world. There was no electricity. People would go to sleep at a normal time. You see, it's unbelievable. Zavrabai, I was in a cab recently with a cab driver. I said, how's it, Manishma? So he said, the cab driver, he with his open chest, puffing out a cigarette, healthy habits. Anyway, so he tells me, Manishma, he says, we were going, Ani Ohev, Lavod Balayla, he's a kid, blah, 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 no traffic. It's so great to work at night. No traffic, loudly. I said, wow, it's good. I'll have to work at night. But I'm saying, yeah, he said, so many less cab, no more traffic, Canada. I said, you ain't not. I'm saying, I'll try to work at night. I'm saying, at night also, till then. No, I worked the late, late shift, like from 12 to like 6 in the morning, that's like a regular, it's shift. I said, wow, it's Gavaldi. He said, yeah, there's only like 250, 300 cabs at night. But during the day, it's like 1,000 cabs. I said, I was fine. Yeah, no traffic, less cabs. Where are the people? Hey, no traffic, no gear, everything's about. You're riding around 150 miles an hour, no travel. But who's got the road? My come there. Everybody's out. And it's like the broad daylight. You walk out 2 a.m. You tell your kid, be back at 1:30. It's early, Dad. That's 1:30. It's very early. 1:30, things are just getting underway. The night is young, as they say. It's very, very young. 3:30 in the morning, 2:30, 3:30. Yeah, I usually get to bed before 3 every night. That's an early night, maybe. The early night is by 3. 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't mind time, but there's such a thing you got to bed by. I don't know. Maybe I'm from the dinosaur era. They put me up in the dinosaur museum that we're heading out to tomorrow for, right? The rock museum. I put the dinosaur, I don't know, my time is a thing, okay? You learn there's a master, you stay to 1:30. The guy breaking the thing a Thursday night, 3:30 in the morning. Okay, he did a mishmash. I thought a mishmash, it's a mishmash. Think about the mishmash. Sometimes a mishmash, or a mishmash. 3:30 in the morning, no problem. And no problem. The biggest question to me about is the health issue. Okay, so if the only so he has plenty of business 3:30 in the morning, but that's not it all. It's all the children's stands are open. I once went to a place that I was at 12:30, 1 o'clock. We couldn't find a seat in there. Guys eating chillin' at 2:30, 2:30. I don't understand how the stomach works exactly, but I keep getting older. I have to 10,000 doctors, and you'll ask them, Agav, is that healthy for the stomach digestive tract to eat chillin' at 2:30? I don't know if it's ever healthy to eat chillin', but at 2:30 in the morning to eat chillin'. And I understand, when do you plan to, digest this thing? You're going to bed right here. I don't know, maybe you need to go to bed. Whatever it is, but it's insane. And it's not just one act. 30 guys out there eating cholent and big frankfurters, long frankfurters with ketchup, with sauerkraut. 2:30 in the morning, you must have ironclad stomachs. I don't know, man, Adam, who knows where. And mom is... And it's very interesting. So many sick people out there today. 2:30. If there was Amol and Mitzias, a person went to bed at a normal time. He got up, he went to bed 7, 8 o'clock because there was no lights. He got up early, which is very healthy. I just spoke to a neurologist recently. He said, a person that goes to sleep between 10 and 12 at night, the sleep that's being done at those hours is the most is the best sleep that a person can have. It's worth many, I said, he's not lost many hours later after 12 o'clock. The sleep between 10 and 12, I'd say everybody has to know their koichas, but between 10, the sleep that happens, that's not shot, but sleep between 10 and 12 at night, he said, it's worth kama shoyis. That was his lashon, after 12 o'clock, Rabbi Yisrael. Just the idea. What's wrong, Rabbi Yisrael? We're going to bed. I don't want to chas v'shalom, no one should stone me for this. Going to bed at 11:30 at night, and getting up like 6:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, getting up and going to on time to daven. What's wrong with that? What does a person have to, can't be in control of it? I want to, I thought about it, I just can't get myself into the bed, out of the bed, it's just something going on, I just can't get myself, I'm out of control. And because people are so schlepped by the tithes, in all different areas, this tithe and that tithe, not in control of this, not in control, how many marriages are broken up, everybody's saying, Rahman al-Itzlan, the internet, we shouldn't even say those words, Rahman al-Itzlan,
Anybody who has a moya pekod koido, you know, young narabozai, but realize it forever, it should be a dova treif ad ma'oi to have a person have in his house. If he has to have it, who knows what, because of his business. I'm telling for experience working with other people, a person has entered their house is bring a dova tuma ad ma'oi into his house. Is pashtus is a yichud with the internet, brothers. The storm is a yichud. But for sure, to bring it into the house, how many, boys, this is dictated, how many marriages, how many matzavim are destroyed that people brought the internet into the house? What did he do it for? And then when he brings it in, he's a from ben Torah, boys. He's talking about shtayke ben Torah, briske peis, till the bottom, he has all the sheer, mamas, his sideburns go down till the bottom of his neck. He has such long sideburns. And yet, I've been told a story just recently. I got on a plane. Everybody's saying, "Give out the plane story." I got on a plane, and I'm going on the plane, and I see, oh, Baruch Hashem, Shiva Bachar. I see him in my row, right next to me, a nice Yeshiva Bachar. And again, my seat, I'm dealing with my Baruch Hashem, my sefer, and I see another Baruch Hashem. He gives me such a chizik. He took a nice long sideburns, tzitzis, valis tzitzis, very white tzitzis, all the way down, very beautiful tzitzis. Mama should look like Stein. He had a whole pile of smarmy brought. Mama had a pile of smarm. I was so proud, you know, Baruch Hashem, you know, that's the way it should be. A guy goes on a plane. It's in the sign of us. I'm not saying in this generation it's even bigger. They put it into your face. You know, so it used to be a big screen in my, again, for the dinosaur era. There was used to be a big screen in the front of the plane. And you had to, like, you know, you had to be that bacha that doesn't look, but does look between the seats, you know. Not really. All that skirmish, you know, there's a Rebbe, and I know the seats. Around. Is he looking, not looking? Okay, but at least it was difficult to see. Now they put it like in your face. It's on, it's not on. I'm just looking at where we are. No, just saw 3 minutes ago. But again, we might have changed direct. We might have got to Afghanistan now or something. I don't know. But anyway, we have to see where we're holding exactly in the course of where we're going and everything like that. But anyway, this Pacha was in the next row, and he was, you know, with the whole pile. My pile was far beautiful. I walk away, afterwards I got up for a second to go out, and then I see him, Mamish, with the earphones, Mamish. The only thing I was nervous, I mean, I don't remember if he had his chin on top of the safe or not, I wouldn't make it up. I just had to, you know, have it stack on top, you don't want to rest your chin. You know, the movie, for 3 hours, we watched the movie. But, you know, what happened, obviously, the guy came, and he talked one time, I don't believe he was using it as a stand for his chin. But I believe really he wanted, but what happened is, you know, he came there, and he couldn't control it, it's a taka time, and that's it. Over the Maisa. The chayrus is able to say no. And a person has to know, Rabbi said, if you have to learn it now as a bacha, because these times are coming when you have a family, you have a house, and there's going to be shiles. Should I bring this into my house? Should I bring an internet, Rabbi said, get an internet off. Machamon, it's fine. The heiress of all houses, and everybody's arguing over, oh, but so many things I could chop in China for, you know, shoelaces, those Ching Wan Sing shoelaces I can get online. You know, I couldn't get them in Eretz Yisrael. I would never really get, you know, that peanut butter, you know, Chinese peanut butter. I never would get it here in Eretz Yisrael. So how I can get it online? Oh, but the Maisa, it's the Yetzahara and Ma'oid, Ein Dover Tongue Mizeh, and especially, I don't know if the Maisa, but I'm today's generation, Rahman al-Tzlan, more and more in this thing they call Facebook, Rahman al-Tzlan, Rabbi Yisrael, Ben Torah, to be on Facebook, and Emes Ben Torah, to be on Facebook, to have shares with this Facebook thing, Rabbi Yisrael. It's Mamish Dover. Also, at Ma'oid, they tell me, I won't keep it going, my cousins and my grandmother, she always has to speak to me on Facebook. I don't know, some of those pictures don't look like your grandmother. But anyway, but the danger, boys say, the danger of who you can get in touch with, of who you're going to be shy to, and people just say, yeah, just for communication purposes, Rahman al-Islam, that's the Yetzirah, boys say. And a person has to be so careful that he lets it in his house, and then He schlepped out by his Yetzirah. His Yetzirah takes control of it. So just to bring it in the house, to have it around. If a person has a business, he has to ask a shayel v'chodim gadol exactly how to do it and then to avoid it at all costs. Oh, but the problem is, we're so mamish avodim. We're avdei tavuseim, roi v'oilim avdei. And the nodir! Zokti Eben Ezra, where is the crown? That's the hair that grows long. Because he's a melech. Man Malki says the Gemara in Gin Rabbanon. Who is a melech? A melech, somebody that's in control. How many of us are in control of our lives? How many of us can tell ourselves that we want to get up in the morning, we're going to get up?
How does this could tell ourselves that this chas v'shalom a time in front of us saying no? It's difficult, but that's malchus, and it's malchus, it's chayrus. Because when you have no control, when you have no control, you're going to feel bad about yourself. Oh, you couldn't control yourself. I didn't want to eat that. I didn't want to see that. I didn't want to look at that. I didn't want to eat. I want to get involved in that. But what can I do? I'm an eved. I'm a slave. You just think about the concept, the lashon. I'm a slave. I'm a eved. So someone not mei avodim, the chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayim, the sugya we're learning now. They have a bissel ben chayim, but there's a chatzi eved in them also. What's that? And the trick is kofenes rabbi to become an emes ben chayim in avodah. Nish the chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayim. You got to become a full ben chayim. That's the yisoid of yitzias mitzvah in avodah. Everybody has their yitzias mitzvah. Everybody has this opportunity to go out to chayrus, to emes chayrus, the chayrus of all the mitzvahs that Kodesh Baruch gives us. To give us, to have control, to guide us. Every mitzvah that's given is given to guide you through everything. It's not chas v'shalom, you know, like the goyim lahavdil. The priests have to practice celibacy and they have to be poyrish. It is for here, Kodesh Baruch wants to have anor because the tefillah not having anor from Adam Hazeh. The Yerushalmi soif kedushin, but everything's with control. How much to eat, when to eat. What to eat, kosher. It has to be with the right hechsher. It has to be in the right way. There's a chila gas is looked down to on the chazal. I should eat enough and forget we're supposed to limit, not eat everything on the plate. The times around. Okay, everybody has to know the madrega, but with control. And those are the emes acheres. Then a person feels like a melech. Then he can wear a crown on his head. And that's the sort of mitzvahs mitzvah. And that's the sort of the mitzvahs of the night of Pesach. The emes, the independence of Klaus on Independence Day. We're there all day eating. But we're eating with a shear. How much to eat. How much to drink. How much talking we should do. The mitzvahs are there to give us guidance and direct us and give us control. To live through this world that's pulling us from left to right, but in a controlled life, in a controlled manner. That's the emes acheres, Rabbi Sam. That's what we're. That's our tafkid. We should be zoicha. Be'ezah Hashem. That we should understand these concepts, Rabbi Sam. We shouldn't be avodim. What a shver zach, Rabbi Sam. You don't want to call him that. You call yourself. You're an eved. You're an eved. You're enslaved. And you go over to somebody. Well, how could you say that to me? He's smoking 17 packs, 2 packs a day. How can you tell me I'm an eved? Stop smoking. Can't. You're an eved. Stop overeating. The doctor says you have diabetes, you have a problem with your liver, a heart problem. Stop eating so much. Calm it down. I can't. You're an eved. Go to sleep on time. You're not sleeping. No, you're going to sleep 4 in the morning every night. Go to sleep. I can't. I'm enslaved. The Torah is the koyach to get a koyach atzeres, loshen atzeres, to get control of our lives, Rabbi Yisrael. To live a life of control. In all oifan, Rabbi Yisrael. In every oifan of life, if we notice it, that's why it's called Torah Tavlin. Barasi Yitzhar Torah, Barasi Torah Tavlin. It doesn't say Torah, Barasi Yitzhar, Barasi Torah, that overpowers the Yitzhar, that it makes the Yitzhar not function. It's a Tavlin. What's a Tavlin? It's a spice. The pshat is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to work with the Yetzirah. B'chol avavcha b'shnei yitzrechos akrashi. The Yetzirah also has a tafkid. We're supposed to have a taiva for certain, a taiva samachol. Chazal say we don't eat. Erev Pesach, to have a taiva for the, we should have a taiva for food. But the taiva for food should be in a way that we're eating it for the right things. We eat food because we want to have strength to serve Hashem. We want to eat well to serve Hashem. We want to work out physically that we should be able to serve Hashem. We want to go to sleep early. The Taz says, "Amalei de Gazach and Ever Ezra, Rav Shiva, Rav Shami used to quote this Taz in Chofei." The Taz and Chofei says, "Amalei de Gazach, that a person goes to sleep at night with the kavana that he wants to go to sleep early in order to have koyches to learn tomorrow." And there's another guy who's pushing himself to stay up. He's mamish minari china meinov, and he can't do it. He can't do it, but he's pushing himself because he wants to learn a little bit extra. So the Taz, the guy goes to sleep early, but he's kavon and he does it that way for the purpose of having koichos Look at the Taz and Tachofei of Evan Ezra. Says Mefurish that. Shav Lachem, Shav used to always quote, that the person who goes to sleep on time should get off in the morning and should be able to have koichas to learn properly. But he goes to sleep 11 o'clock like a normal mensch. Zog the Taz, Oysischar. That guy pushed himself to 1:32 in the morning. Oysischar. Because he's doing it in order that his body should be healthy, he should be able to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, should be able to learn properly, he should be able to function properly, his mind should work properly. The guy sits up 2 in the morning, comes in, his mind is jellyfish, he can't concentrate on one thing. Zog the Taz, Oysischar. You have to know, there's a mile of Nanshina, we're not, you know, that's, I want to say, Shmuel Birnbaum, Zatzal. So what the Chazal are Meshaber, a person Menadi Chino, Merang Subis, he said Zemisha Efshit. It's totally if you can, you can't. It's totally Madreg, you need a Rebbe for that. But the person shouldn't look down if he's in control of so he goes to sleep. Not doing second Sayyidah, but he goes to sleep after the storm. In order to have Kirch to learn properly, he says Chaz of the Taz. That means we're in control. We have a Sayyidah Chaim, we come on time, we're in control. And when the person's in control, he's margish the hagosh from Melech. That's what Chazal is telling us in the parash of Nosa. We have the opportunity to be the Evet or the Melech of Boisai. That's what's at stake over here. The person can feel the Manmalki Rabbonon, can feel the Atzeres, can feel the control, can feel the fact that he's Moisem and Abahem Oyin, can feel that he's Mamish, a person that's Shoilet. On every action, they say Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein, I once heard from his Einikel. He once said, "Amir the Gazad, Rabbi Chatzkel was known that he, no move in his life he did without thinking, having been controlled. He put the lift his arm, or to put his hand in his sleeve. It was total control. It wasn't just, you know, went matter of factly. The Chofetz Chaim was known to tell even back. He said, when he stuck the pen into the ink, where they used to have it, you know, the ink was in a jar, and he stuck the pen, the quill, whatever, into the ink. It was the Shem Shemayim. Everything was the Shem Shemayim. Total control. Total control of our thoughts. Total control of our minds. Total control over what we do, Rabbi Zayn. That's the way we have to aspire to be Emes HaMelech. That's the Emes HaMelech. That's the Godhead. That's you wear the crown on your head. Shibizoycha. To become Emes HaMelochim, Man Malki Rabbonon. Shibizoycha to the Emes HaCheirus. To feel the freedom of it. To feel not to be enslaved. Not to be pulled. To be able to say no. Bizurcha to all the milas and all the brachas. Bizurcha beiza Hashem to the gula shleimah became.